Last week we began to discuss some of the lamdos in terms of mochik, what the nature of the mochik, how it relates to the mochik of koseir. So today we'll try to speak about some shayla mice, a very real shayla mice that comes up in terms of mochik. So the shayla begins with the Ramah. The Ramah has a very interesting chumrah, very famous chumrah, but first glance, very difficult chumrah to understand. The Ramah writes that if a person has a cake that has letters on it, I want you to be careful not to cut through the letters. I want you to be careful not to break through the letters. Why? Because the Ramah, he thinks it's not of a shayla of moichay. Say you have a letter. So you have a letter that says happy birthday on it. So you go ahead and you take a knife and you cut through the H. So you just want moichay the letter. You just destroy the letter. So Ramah says he thinks that should be a problem. Moichay, I want you to avoid doing that on Shabbos. So the question is, do we really understand this chumrah? So in order to understand this chumrah, we have to go back to some principles that we spoke about in other malachos and the Shabbos and see why this chumrah lechar is very, very difficult to understand. So comes the day to Yehuda in his notes on the side of the Ramah, the Dalam Ravava, and he points out that lechar in this Ramah contradicts basic historians of the Shabbos. Let's go back to the beginning. We spoke about it many, many times. Machlekes of Tanoim and Baradova She'enim is Kaveh. So the Machlekes of Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, if I do an action on Shabbos, which in and of itself that action is something that's permissible. A lot of drag a chair on Shabbos. There's no malach involved in dragging a chair on Shabbos. However, if I drag a chair over dirt floor, there's a chance that a charit, that a furrow may be made, a hole may be made in the ground. Making a hole in the ground in Shabbos is a problem. That's a malach of either choresh or a malach of bonet, depending on the context. But that's clearly a malach. To dig a hole in the ground is also a Shabbos. So here, I'm not intending to dig the hole. I'm not intending to make the furrow. I'm intending on dragging the chair. There's a chance, there's a 10% chance that maybe a hole is going to be made. Should that be a problem or not? So that was the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Yehuda held that davar shein miskaved is aser on Shabbos, even though there's only a chance that it's going to lead to a melacha. And Rabbi Shimon held that davar shein miskaved is mutter on Shabbos. So the machlokes that we showed him within Rabbi Yehuda. Did Rabbi Yehuda mean that it's an issur d'oraisa? Did Rabbi Yehuda mean it's an issur d'rabbanan? And that's a detailed machlokes, but it doesn't really matter for us because we happen to pass with Rabbi Shimon. We pass with Rabbi Shimon. Malach lemai said davar shein miskaved is mutter lechetchil on Shabbos. So I can know full well that there's a chance, a 30% chance that a hole may be made. It's mutter lechetchil, so mutter lechetchil if we just left this chair on the ground. We pass with Malach like Rabbi Shimon. Davar shein miskaved is mutter. Nevertheless, even though we pass it like Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon Miskavin Smutter, the Gemara tells us that Moda Rabbi Shimon of Psik Reisha. So Rabbi Shimon agrees that if something is a Psik Reisha, namely, it's not that there's a chance when I do action A that a Malacha may result. We know for certain that a Malacha is going to result. The example given is Psik Reisha. I chop off the head of a chicken. So I'm not interested in killing the chicken. I just want to play with the head. So the Gemara says, no, that's not called Avishin Miskavin. But I chop off the head of the chicken, so it's a Psik Reisha, the chicken's going to die. Of course the chicken's going to die. It's 100% sure the chicken's going to die. That no longer falls into the category of Avishin Miskavin. That's already in the category of Psik Reisha. No, there is a Psik Reisha of Elohim Yomus. To be sure, the man on that it may not even be necessary for it to be 100%. Perhaps even if it was called an halacha, a curve of psik reisha, if it's more than 50%, maybe like ruba kakulo, that's also considered to be a psik reisha. So in order for something to qualify as a davishin miskaven, it has to be less than 50%, 50% or less, in order for it to be labeled as a davishin miskaven. Once it's already over the 50% mark, that perhaps is labeled as a psik reisha. And even a bishim would agree that a psik reisha is also. So far we have two klal. We have the klal of davishin miskaven, and we have the klal of psik reisha. Then the Gemara goes one step further. The Gemara differentiates between different types of psik reishas. Sometimes I can do action A, and action B results, and I'm very happy that action B results. That wasn't my initial reaction. My initial plan wasn't to do action B, but once it happens, so good. So my matzah, that's a wonderful thing that action B takes place and the malacha takes place. That's what's called the malacha psik reisha, the nichalei. And then there's a second type of psik reisha where I do action A, action B for sure results, but I couldn't care less whether action B happens. I couldn't care less. That's what's called the halacha psik reisha, the lo nichalei. Those who know that lo nichalei doesn't mean that I'm opposed to B happening. I just couldn't care less. That's also called the psik reisha, the lo nichalei. So the Gemara Shabbos of Kuf Gimel tells us that when did Rabbi Shimon agree that a psik reisha is also min haTorah, that's only if it's a psik reisha to nichalei. If it's a psik reisha to lo nichalei, then it's for sure not a nisa deraisa. No question about it, it's not also min deraisa. The only problem is the Gemara is unclear. Does it mean to say that it's totally mutter, or does it mean to say that it's potter of alos, that it's still a nisa derabbanan? That's about like you say Rishayim. So again, so we have a few different categories in halacha. We have darshan miskaved, which we pass as mutter lechatchila. We have the principle of segregation, which Rabbi Shimon agrees is also. But within segregation, we have two different types of segregation. Segregation to nichalei, segregation to lo nichalei. Segregation to nichalei is for sure also. Both Rabbi Shimon's segregation is also. But if segregation to lo nichalei is for sure not a nisa deraisa, maybe also with the rabbanan, maybe yeah, maybe no. So how do we pass in the halacha? So we try to be machmer in the shala. We try to assume that if segregation, even if segregation to lo nichalei, is a problem, at least with the rabbanan. So we're not going to run around doing segregation to lo nichaleis. We're chayshish that segregation to lo nichaleis is still considered to be a problem, albeit on the level of the rabbanan. Within this tzak, within this opinion of most of the rishonim that segregation to lo nichaleis is a problem with the rabbanan, the rishonim that have a further shayla. The rishonim have a machlokes. What if it's a segregation to lo nichalei, but the issue involved is only nisa derabbanan. So it's in effect like a double derabbanan. The whole concept of segregation to lo nichalei is only chulam derabbanan if it exists. And the issue goof is only nisa derabbanan. Because I'm doing action A, action B is resulting, but action B is not a malacha deraisa. Action B is only a derabbanan anyway. For some technical reason, even if I would do action B, the kavanah mamish, it would only be nisa derabbanan. Is that also included in this chumra segregation to lo nichalei? So that's 2 days in Taisus. So one opinion, Taisus right, that a segregation to lo nichalei on a derabbanon is hetter gomor, and we paskin against that also. The Rambam these paskins against that. The Rambam paskins that a segregation to lo nichalei, even on a derabbanon, one would be required to refrain from doing. What's the example of the Rambam? So we spoke about this a couple of months ago in terms of malachas tzeda. So there's a shad in the rishon about the following case. Let's have a box. And I know inside the box there's some flies inside the box. And I want to close the box to sit on the box. I couldn't care less about trapping flies and not in the fly trapping business. I want to close the box where I can sit down on top of the box. Am I allowed to do that or not? So this is a classic example. It's a psik ratio. I know for a fact closing the top of the box, the flies are going to get trapped. So it's a short psik ratio. It's a psik ratio that won't be flat. I couldn't care less about the flies. And trapping flies, goofa, don't even sit there above them, because flies are something which is aimed at nidam nitzai. Flies are something which are not normally to be trapped. So even if I would go ahead and intentionally trap flies, it would still not be an issue there, Isa. So here is it permissible for me to trap flies on your day of segregation lo nichalei. So the Shulchan Aruch happened told it's okay, and I'm not positive that it's a problem. So we're very, very machmir of segregation. We pass in that segregation lo nichalei is a problem. And we pass in segregation lo nichalei, even on their abonin is a problem. But comes the Ramon says that notwithstanding the fact that a segregation lo nichalei is also a derabbanan, and notwithstanding the chumra that a segregation lo nichalei even on is a derabbanan is a problem with the derabbanan, says the Ramon, what if flies in this box, there is, it's a very, very big box, and the flies are flying all over the place, says the Ramon, if it's a big box, then it's mutter. Why is a big box mutter? Because in Hilchos Tzeda that we spoke about this also a few months ago, in Hilchos Tzeda there's a cloud. It's only considered to be a real bona fide seder is if I trap something in a small area. Let's say if I have a deer and it's running around in a tremendous, tremendous room and I close the door, that's not called seder deraisa, because that's what's called in halacha mechusat seder. So even in the third parak of beta, that the deer is mechusat seder, I can't even get to it. In fact, I didn't corner the deer. I just cut out, I made it a little bit cornered, but I didn't really corner it totally. That's called Seidah Midir Rabbanan. Only if I get the deer literally into the corner, where I can not grab onto it in one shot, that's called Seidah Diraisa. So when it comes to flies, if I have a tiny set of fly in a cup, so that's called real Seidah. If I catch a fly in a tremendous box, so that's not called real Seidah. That's the only goof at Seidah Midir Rabbanan, because it's Mechus at Seidah. It comes to Ramon the following Pshara. It comes to Ramon in Shinta Zion, and says the following. Says the Ramah, this whole sitting on the box, the whole closing the box is only a psikresha, though on nichalei in the first place. I couldn't care less about the flies. Trapping flies is only midirabbanan, because flies are not a normal thing to be trapped. So that's one derabbanan. trapping something in a big area where it's still mechusav seder is vayter derabbanan. It's a second derabbanan. It says derabah apsik reisha delo nichale on something which is a double derabbanan. That's mutar lechatchila. Okay, as they say with such kulos who needs chumras. Derabah says tassra than be mekel apsik reisha delo nichale outright on the araisa. Even though the aruch was matir, the achim mat, that's what derabah. Even if secretion below Michlan, and this is Derabban, even though it's one day in Taisha's Elz, that's Mutter, I'm not going to be mad at that either. But if secretion below Michlan, on a double Derabban, and something which for two totally independent reasons has only been Derabban in the first place, even if I would do it intentionally, it would only be Derabban. Namely, this case of the flies, it's Derabban because flies are not normal to trap, and it's Derabban because it's such a big area, if secretion below Michlan, the double Derabban is Mutter, Lechatchil, Shabachatchil. This is the Psach of the Ramon Shinte Zayin. To come to Rabbi Yehuda and jumps on the Ramah and Shinem Lagabi cutting letters in the cake. Says the Rabbi Yehuda, wait a second. Let's go through the Cheshbon over here. Cutting letters in a cake. Let's say a person would come with a knife and he would mamish intentionally destroy the letters. He didn't look up to be mocking these letters. Would that be an issa deraisa? So clearly that would not be an issa deraisa for two totally independent reasons. First of all, it's mocheh shmo menas lichtov. I'm erasing now for the purpose of rewriting. Now, even though last week we learned that there was a machloikis, probably the Rishayim and a Dinim in the Poskim, what's the nature of the din of Mochik Avinas Lichtov? Is Avinas Lichtov an absolute requirement? That's the way the Malacha was practiced in the Mishkan, and short of literal Avinas Lichtov, you're going to be potter. That was the Shaisi seemed to say by Kareya, such a Samara, and the Mishnah Berurah was Machri against it. The Mishnah Berurah said that just as by Kareya, the Halacha is Avinas Lichtov is not an absolute requirement, but rather Avinas Lichtov is just a measuring, just a way to ascertain that it's Derech Tikkun, that's not Derech Kilkul, and look at so you would have another act of Kareya, which is Derech Tikkun, not Derech Kilkul, that would be a Deraisa, who had been Nami ben Moichek. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're moichek something derech tikkun, not derech kilkul, so that would be considered to be an issa deraisa. That may be true, says the Mishnah Berurah, but even the Mishnah Berurah agrees that if it's mamish derech kilkul, it's only a derabban. The Mishnah Shabbos kolam kaplan p'turin. So comes the Nei Yehuda and says, wait a second. The guy has that birthday cake, a beautiful letter that says happy birthday on it. The guy comes with a knife and goes and demolishes it, goes scratches through the letters, rips apart the letters, intentionally. He didn't even come to be moichek the letters. Says the Nei Yehuda, that's only an issa derabbanan. That's called the Kaplan P'turim. Number two, says the Nei Yehuda, that's the normal way of erasing things. The normal way of erasing things is taking an eraser, taking a razor blade and scratching out letters. To cut through a letter, that's the way you erase something. So says the Nei Yehuda, that's kriyach yad. That's not the normal way of erasing. So therefore, says the Nei Yehuda, the evidence is that cutting letters in a birthday cake is a double derabbanan. It's a derabbanan, number one, because it's shalom and lichta, so it's derech kilkul. And number two, it's a derabbanan because of kiliyah chayad. As in Ed Yehuda, just because something is a double derabbanan doesn't mean it's mutter to do. But over here, there's the classic example of a psik reisha below nichalei. Why? My intention is to cut the birthday cake. I got 10 screaming kids, I want to cut up the birthday cake. So what? It happens to me that the only way for me to cut through this birthday cake is to cut through the letters. My intention is to cut through the birthday cake. It's a psikuration that I'm cutting through the letters. Not only is it a psikuration, it's a psikuration below Nichalei that I'm cutting. I couldn't care less. I'm cutting through the letters. I'm not cutting through the letters. Who cares? It's a psikuration below Nichalei. So even though normally a psikuration below Nichalei is a problem, and even though the Ramon Shinte Zayin is Machriya by Tzeda, set of psikuration below Nichalei, even on a derabbanan is a problem, but even the Ramah, the biggest machmir of segregation lo nichalei, is made that a segregation lo nichalei and a double derabbanan is mutter. So ask the Nei Yehuda the same way that the Ramah was not there to sit on the box, to close the box, knowing full well there are flies inside. It's mutter because trapping flies in a box is a double derabbanan, because flies are a b'mina nitzay. And it's a big box with mechuzat seida, so therefore the Ramah was not the chetchila. Who would deny me cutting through the letters of the birthday cake? The Ramah should have been matzah lechetchila also, because it's a derabbanan number one for shalom ras lichtoy, and a derabbanan number two because it's kiliyah chayad, it's a psikreishet lo nichalei on a double derabbanan. The Ramah should have been matzah. So the Nei Yehuda But by Tzachir, he means the Tzachir, this whole Rabbah. What's the Rabbah talking about? It's famous Rabbah. It has 99% of the people out there that say, oh, of course, it cuts the letters of the Brit. This is a schema. So the Rabbi says, that's the whole thing about you. It's Mutlach and Chiyuah and Pashtas. So the Rabbi writes, at the end of this long tire against the Rabbah, so the Rabbi writes, because you have to drive the whole world crazy about the guy cut the work again, you have to start screaming Shabbos. The Chair is a very, very good sad lohakal. So I mean, it gets to be Machmed, the Ramah said it. The Ramah said it. We don't really understand whether the Ramah said it. But again, it has to be in perspective that it's not, not this a goal, but the passion of the Ramah is that it really should be had to go more. So I hope Rabbi Alba that Aaron would know to follow the Shema. That's only the case where the Rabbi Kivega had a machlekes with the Taz. Can a person close the box and he doesn't know whether there are whether they're ready there? Right. But yeah, this is for Chabad. This is a classic segresha. I mean, I'm cutting through the letters, and I know for a fact I'm going to cut through the letters. I'm cutting through the cake, and I know for a fact I'm going to do an act of machlekes. It's not the same. This is a classic segregation.
This is only if you destroy the letters or if you cut.
Oh, that's what we get to. We get to what is that? So the Chayyim was just putting this Ramah in perspective. So we try to follow this Ramah. But since the whole Ramah is very, very shaky to begin with, the Chayyim have a right to be very naked about some of the details in terms of this Ramah. Some of the shadows that come up in terms of the application of this Ramah. So I think we definitely have a right to be somewhat lenient about it.
Sounds like it would be a big ease to remove the letters from one extent and to cut the letters. Because we said the derech of being mochek, you know, siva is to remove the letters from scratching. So that would be
The question is there any derech mochek here by letters? I'm not sure there's anything that's considered to be derech mochek. You know, who goes ahead and attacks letters on cakes? I'm not sure. People like to save the flowers on cakes. I know people like to save the letters on the cake. I don't know. I'm not sure. This chumrah is only an Ashkenazi chumrah. There are more help this chumrah. The Rabbi Yosef Eis said the Sfarim never accepted this chumrah. The Sfarim didn't accept this chumrah for a more basic reason. The Shulchan Aruch is like say the paskins have segreishlo michal. Like even on a single barabbanah it's mutter. The Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to close the box on the flies, even if it's a small box, even if there's flies that are sure going to get trapped, it's still mutter. Since flies are even mean on the itself, so the Shulchan Aruch assumes that that's mutter. The Bavadja says, we try them, we're making a gamre, we owe the segreishlo michal and one drop on this mutter. For sure, the case of the letters is going to be mutter. That's what Bavadja writes, and all these tumble, all the poskimras, the shrinechad kayim. When you open packages and Shabbos, you have to be so careful not to rip through the letters, because that ripping through the letters and packages is an extension of the Ramah. That the same way the Ramah says you can't rip through the letters of the cake. So who did not? The later post can say you can't rip through the letters in a package. So according to that view, that's also going to be mutter. Because when a person is opening a package, so putting aside the bona and the karei and the makapatish, hopefully we'll talk about those as we go on. Just in terms of a pure mochek, when you're ripping through the letters of the, ripping through the wise potential bags, you're ripping through the word wise, so that's also, your kavanah is not to destroy the letters, your kavanah is to open the bag. Elawad is a psik ratio of mochek, but it's right to double the rabbanim, because it's shalom and aslichtov. You're not going to rewrite the word wise, so it's shalom and aslichtov, and it's also kiliachayad. That's not the normal way of erasing something by ripping a bag in half. So that's also double the rabbanim. So the same way that Nevi Yehuda was opposed to the chumrah that Yikra did by the cutting of the letters, he would be opposed to the chumrah by the ripping of the bags. So again, we don't follow the Nevi Yehuda. Aminigis, we try to be machmir for the Ramos. Aminigis, when we open packages and bags, we try to chachimah to try to avoid ripping through the letters. But Rabbi Avadi writes that we find them, we don't buy into the whole chumrah by the letters in the cake. So kavah chumrah, we're not going to buy into it by the letters in the bag either. But again, according to that, we try to be naive to follow this chumrah of the Ramah. So there's a further shahs in the postgame. Just what exactly are the parameters of this chumrah? Ruki Sudya in my Sefer Sochim, we spoke about it in the Shabbos ago, if I'm not mistaken, about the Srikin HaMetzuyarin. The Gemara says in the Sefer Sochim that there used to be a lot of bakers who liked to show off their skills. They would make these, when they would bake like these wafers and cookies and cakes and things during the year, so they would make like all these molds, they would make all these pretty designs in the cakes, and Yishayel became, what about when you bake matzahs? When you bake matzahs, can you do the same thing? Can I make a matzah dough? And while the dough is being put into the oven, so I make this beautiful little mold into it, make a nice little picture, a little design. Is that acceptable or not? So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do that. So it's the Rabbanu to do that, because we're afraid that Shema Yachvitz and the process of the guy draining around and making pretty pictures of the dough, so it may turn out that the dough is going to become chametz. So the Gemara raises the shayla, what if you're a real professional baker and you know how to do this really, really quickly? So there was a person in the days of the Chacham, whose name was Baisos. So Baisos knew how to do this great. He was a phenomenal expert baker. So he asked the Chacham, what about me? He said, for me, the reason doesn't apply. So it's on this that the Gemara made the statement, Yomu kolas tzrikim asur of tzrikim Baisos mutarim. Are we going to say that everybody else is not allowed to do this and just Baisos is allowed to do it? The Chalot plug. So that phrase in the Gemara, kolas tzrikim asur of tzrikim Baisos mutarim, became the catchphrase for low plug. That's the source. It's one of the sources in the Gemara for the idea that even though you personally, the reason doesn't really apply to you, but still you can't stop making the chinukim within gezeres derabbanan. So the Gemara says, "Mid derabbanan, you're not allowed to do this on Pesach." So it's clear for the Gemara that the only time you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to make these molds, that's only on Pesach, but on a regular Shabbos and a regular Yom Tov, that's the Gomer. So come the Acharonim and say, wait a second, how can you have these molds, you have these challahs, you have these cakes with these pictures, these beautiful marks and everything in them, how can you eat them on Shabbos, how can you eat them on Yom Tov? You have the chametz problem. If the Rambam is right, so the Chora, these should be a problem of mochek. And we don't find anywhere in the Gemara says these are a problem. So that's the Pella that only Acharonim say. According to the Rambam, it's bichumra, that this is considered to be a problem of mochek. So typically, that all of these should be a problem because of mochek as well. The Gemara doesn't say a word about mochek. So come to the poskim and say, the question we have to say is the following, that the Rambam was talking about when you have some kind of a writing that's put externally onto the cake. So you have like a birthday cake, so you have a cake, and then you go in, you take with some food coloring, you take some stuff, and you put it onto the cake itself, so that's Lumiyata writing. That looks a little bit like Shiva. You have a background, like the cake is a piece of paper, and the food coloring letter, the happy birthday, is considered to be the writing. So you go ahead and you destroy the writing. That's Lumiyata writing. That's the Pashim Pashim. But Shankin, what if the letter is not written externally onto the cake, but rather the letter is formed out of the cake itself? Well, the letter is formed out of the cookie itself. It's engraved into the cookie proper. So one could argue that was never included in the Chumra of the Rambam altogether. That's what most of the poskim assume, based on this Gemara from Shrikei Baisos, that from the fact that Chazal never offered the forms, the carving into the cookies itself, based on the problem mochek. L'chari, you see that the Chumra of the Rambam, even if it's true, the Chumra of the Rambam, not even said the Chumra is not true, but even if the Chumra is true, so the Chumra is only true when it comes to external writing, not the letters that form part of the very cake itself. So l'chari, this is true, this will be a good kula for a lot of the biscuits, you know, the biscuits in Israel, the Osem crackers, all these things which have...
Just not included, or there is some which are not included?
One should argue this is not Dumita Kosev. Kosev means when you take something and you put it onto, you take ink and you put it onto a background. Here this is just cookie. One should argue this is not even in the fashion of Kosev altogether.
If it would have been intentionally...
Yeah, that's the question. If you would really do it this way, that's what the Chazon Ish time is. He says, Chakika is considered to be Kosev. Let's say you go ahead and you take a stone and you carve letters into a stone on Shabbos. That's called Kosev on Shabbos, I think. So that's called Kosev. In other areas of Allah also, we said that the chak tokos last week is not called kosev. That means when you push fast the background. But let's say in a get, you take the stone and you carve out the letters of a get, that's called shiva. So that's a chayr problem. So that's the chazish is tied against his achronim. They wanted to bring a riot from the Gemara and Sakham, it's not called kosev. Altogether, it's not called mochi. Altogether, it's not really true. So that's what most of the Chumrim of Apichem, most of the Chumrim say that, like, this Chumrim of Ramah, we're not Muslim Chumrim to accept it. So this is true, then you have a lot of kulas, a lot of these foods that we have, which have letters engraved into them, they're not letters which are written on top of them externally, those would not be a problem. So say, well, the biscuits that say Osim on it would be okay. Let's say a chocolate bar says Hershey's on it. So it's not pshat, you didn't take a chocolate bar and then write with a different food coloring the word Hershey, but they formed Hershey with a mold, they formed it out of the chocolate itself. So then according to these achronim, it would be mutter, one would be permitted to break the chocolate bar in half. So according to those who are machmir, those who say that they're raya from the Gemara, is mishkin raya. Why is the Gemara not considered raya? It's a different kind, different there. So those who would accept this idea that that's also considered to be morchik, that they would have to be careful to eat the biscuits, they would have to be careful to eat the chocolate bars. The folks can say that you're not allowed to break it with your hands. To break it in half would be a violation of this chumas haramah. Well, you put it in your mouth. Derech achilu, that's for sure not considered to be morchik. You take a there's no chumra against eating your birthday cake. So you have the letters, you cut out the whole word happy. So everyone agrees you're allowed to put it into your mouth and eat it. Ah, you're being moichik in the process. That's not called moichik. That's called derech achila. So according to the machmir by the chocolate bars, you would have to be machmir. You can't break the chocolate bar in half. You have to eat the whole chocolate bar. So the kids would like this chumri. You cannot share the chocolate bar on Shabbos. You have to eat the whole thing yourself.
Is there any difference between design and letters?
So that's what the post can say. Probably not, because the Rambam writes that the malach of kaitiv and moichik does malach apply to pictures as well. A person draws a picture of Shabbos. Even when you write any letter, that's called kaitiv. Person erased the picture, that's called Moichek. So then by Nafkamina, whether it's a letter or it's a design, that's what the Pasha Advarim is that the same way the Ramah says that you can't cut through the letter, you can't cut through the flour either. Person makes a picture of a flour using the cream on top of the cake, so that to go ahead and to cut the flour in half, that would be the same problem with Moichek.
The writing of a letter like Parshi, which is a bar, that's because it's cooked. But it's done cold
process. No, I think it's part of the bar itself. It's part of the food itself. It's not something which is external.
But I'm talking about design, which is not even a picture. Now, the Merachat Kotev is a minimum, still a field. So that's the design. The picture is a picture. But if I make a design, which is just for people to know it's me, it's my stricken. Stricken has no, otherwise there's no meaning. There's no communication. Just as this is my...
I think the design is a picture.
It's a picture.
There is a further shot on the later postkin about how far does this Chumra HaSharamah go in terms of cutting between letters. Let's say instead of cutting through right down the middle of the H, you cut between the H and the A. So is that considered to be Mochek or not? That's a Lomdish HaShavuch is Mochek. Does that constitute Mochek? Does Mochek mean the destruction of a letter? Or does Mochek mean the destruction of a word? So here I didn't destroy a letter. I got an H over here. My piece has H. Your H has A. Your piece has A. It's just that it doesn't say happy anymore. So is that considered to be Melechus Kosek? So someone are bring the following raya l'chumra. There's a din that you're not allowed to be merging his shem Hashem. So this is the raya. So be part of the mishmam and the macham aru. The thousand came Hashem l'keichem. A person who erases the shem Hashem is in violation. This is the raya. Chayim malchus. So what's the din? Let's say I have the shem Hashem yud kei vav kei. Person comes with a scissors and he cuts between little letters. Somebody wrote yud kei vav kei in a piece of paper. So I go ahead and I cut between two little letters. So I didn't destroy any of the letters of the Shem Hashem. On the other hand, I destroyed the Shem Hashem as a total. So the post can say that's called Mechias Hashem. That was the Asim in Deraisa of Yibarat and Hashemam. So someone can say, if it's called Mechias for the purpose of Mechias Hashem, maybe it's called Mechias for Hilchus Shabbos as well. So Shlomo Zalman is quoted by Shmuel Shabbos saying he doesn't think that that's a good raya. He thinks that there's a very big difference between the two. He says, by Mechias Hashem, the Shem Hashem is a halachic unit. And there's a din called the Shem Hashem. The Yid Kibok is a Hashem, it's a Chavtzah of Shem Hashem B'Snei Atzmai. So the Isser of Mechik B'Shem Hashem is the destruction of the Chav Hashem of the Shem Hashem. So it might not be either whether you destroy it by erasing the Yud, whether you destroy it by separating between two of the letters, by cutting between two of the letters, that's called the Mechika of the Yud of Shem Hashem. Masha'in Kain, there's no halachic unit called happy. There's no halachic unit called the word happy birthday. The halachic unit is a letter. A letter is an oishkis ne'asmai. So the malachis moichet by Hilchus Shabbos is not said on words. The Shia was said, mechikas beizaisias, the ksivas beizaisias. So if you destroy beizaisias, that's the Shia. If you destroy a big letter that's big enough to write beizaisias, that's the malach of moichet. So malach on moichet is fundamentally different than the din of moichet by Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem, malach is a function of the etzem Shem Hashem, the whole halachic unit of the Shem Hashem. So any destruction of that unit, either by destroying the individual components, by destroying each letter, or by destroying the tzirfah, if that's the malach of my, that's the issue that I see in the Shem. Hashem came by the chik on Shabbos, so the nature is not so much the destruction of the word, but the name of the game is the destruction of a letter. So just cutting between the letters of the cake, which Shlomo Zalman is not convinced would be a problem. So I think that one has a right to make on the Shiloh, because after all, the whole Ramah, the first part is the Chumra B'Alma, we don't really understand the Ramah, and if you just thought the whole thing wasn't true. So Havdullah Loshib Allah, because we'll follow this Chumra of the Ramah, but to go ahead and be Machmer, like those who wanted to suggest, you can't even cut between letters, so I think that's already a Chumra, Gabi Chumra. So if you need a Daiti, I think it's Kedai from Shlomo Zalman, Svar L'Chalik, to say, If you cut between the letters, yesh makom lahakil. Well, kedayu, the poskim weld, you're allowed to break through the Hershey bar, kedayu musmoch aleihem. And the whole thing, the whole chumas haramah is a chumar b'yavu, we don't really understand. The chumar should be mutter anyway, p'sik reshul nichol and dabudu rabbanon. So something which the Ramah mami said b'feirish, that will be machmer on. To cut through the letters themselves, or to rip through the packages on the letters themselves, we should try to avoid. But to cut between the letters, or to rip through the packages between the letters, so that I think we have a right to be
there. If you open an envelope, wrapping, the letters are separated by the sealing cup, you can combine them. In other words, you just separated them, you broke
but
down.
The cake also is the same story. You cut between the cake, you put the piece of cake back together again. So those who are machmir, that's a problem. Well, the mikveh didn't seem to be night to lahakel. So several years ago, it was back already, my daughter's already at 10, so it was back 9 years ago, it was our first birthday, we happened to be in Eretz Yisrael. So my wife's cousin, Uva, so they made her birthday party on Shabbos, and they made a home-baked cake with a yom ha'aretz sameach, and then they asked me, they asked me, ma'amim ba'merach alzeh, mutar lechtoch ben adulti yotana. They talk out in the Rishvatim, yeah. You talk because father talk about the government. So they asked me, what do they say in America about this? So I said, I don't know what they say in America, but they were saying Yerushalayim, but their Shlomo Zalman held it between the letters, Pashas and Mutter. They were so excited that they lived in the heart of Yerushalayim, and I was telling them from America that it was Lafiria's idea, Shmachal Mahal. That's, I stick to my guns, so I think that's Mutter. So the Chachila thing, you should try to avoid cutting letters, but Meikra, I think to cut between the letters should be Mutter, and to cut letters which are engraved in any way, I think should be Mutter, but to cut through the letters themselves, and to cut through the pictures themselves, the Chachila, at least one should be Machmir. But the person not mechufri moicha, the people who are doing it. Remember, somebody once came to our house, come they were a stachel, but they wanted to know whether the birthday cake was mutarit, because their wife had cut through the letters on Shabbos. They thought that asad up the Meisha Shabbos, that asad up the cake b'diyevet. So don't relax. So it's not Meisha Shabbos b'diyevet. It's not the asad cake because it was cut through the letters. So the chetchila wants to try to avoid.